HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and you can watch the Patriots on their trip to the Super Bowl this weekend against the Chiefs, and then the Rams and Saints game, which, and then...
I see what you're doing here. You're trying to jinx them.
They're going to win the Super Bowl. No jinx. I'm rooting against a jinx, in fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Patriots, I want them to win.
Why?
Because I want to soak in the misery one last time, and then maybe they'll finally go away.
Why would they go away?
I don't know. Just hoping for that. Win another one, and maybe they'll look at each other and go, that's enough. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
closer
they do it again next
year. If they get one more, then maybe Brady says that's
maybe,
good enough.
Maybe Giselle finally tells them they can't have any time together. That's enough. You've done
might
all
be the end of Gronk.
But. That'd be great, too. But just I'm whatever it takes. At this point, if it means winning again, okay. Is that what they need? Do they need more? Okay.
Man.
Go ahead. Go get it. I'm rooting for you this year. Win.
I don't like this, John.
I don't like it either. I don't like this feeling, but I have to resign myself to it, because if somebody said the only thing standing between you and the Super Bowl is Andy Reid, I'm like, oh no, they're going to the Super Bowl. This is going to be easy.
So you're not going to watch the game? Are you going to watch the game?
I'm going to watch.
You're going to root for the Chiefs?
I'm going to put on my tri-tip hat and my red, white, and blue clothes and just go get them, boys. Go get it. Let's get this over with.
You're just going to the dentist.
It's going to the dentist, Eric. I got to go in there and just get this drilled. Pull the Band-Aid off. Make them go away. If it's winning again that does it, we have to just see him holding that trophy up one last time. And then Bill standing there going, Tom and I are going to buy an island together and just raise dogs. Okay, that's great. You guys go crazy. Me and Robert Kraft and Tom are going to do lemon parties for the rest of our lives. And we're off to Dog Island. Great. Bye. Whatever it takes. Do I hope I'm wrong?
Kiss Tom good luck before the game.
I hope I'm wrong. Yeah, making out with his son at the end of the thing. Just I've tolerated enough of this 20 years, and it's just like, you know what? I'm the fool for not just admitting this is probably the case.
It is unbelievable. I mean, you think back to when the Cowboys had their great teams and the Niners, and you're like, you're just tired of both of those teams.
Well, the Niners ran a pretty long stretch. They didn't win Super Bowls anymore, but from like 1980 to 1997 – they won 10 games a year every year. They were as dominant. They just weren't winning Super Bowls.
But it just seems like this Patriots thing. Maybe because we're in the middle of
it. It won't end.
Just amazing how many different players are on the team throughout this run.
They don't die. Tom Brady is like in his 93rd
year.
Tom
Brady played with Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah. Tom Brady played against like Steve Young and stuff. We're talking about that dynasty before. It's like, wow, that's crazy to think about that. Like pretty close. They were almost the same era. It's like, wow, I don't care anymore. Go Patriots. Just go away afterwards. If I give you one more, will you leave my porch? That's basically, it's Halloween, the kid that keeps coming back. You're really, really, really persistent about this. Go get it. I know you've cheated your way through a few of these, but you know what? Tip the old tri-tip cap to you and get on it.
Go Chefs. Come on.
Yeah. No, look. Sure. Great. All that. Give them one more. Let it happen again, and then just be gone with them. Bon voyage. You can watch it at Hooters. The dismantling of the Chiefs and the Arctic Blast. The referees can't see the lines on the field. They think it's a touchdown. It'll win the game for the Patriots if it is. They called touchdown on the field. Turns out it's 4 yards short.
Oh, if it's some garbage like
it
that.
Will be. That's how they do it. Just brace yourself. That's all I'm doing is bracing myself for everything
the catch
I have.
Too.
For whatever. Yeah, just brace yourself. That's how it works. And go to Hooters and brace yourself with some delicious deals and wings and beautiful people running around you. That's how it works. Just surround yourself with pleasurable experiences and watch the nuke fall. It's like sitting in a field of flowers and watching bombs go off. It's at least you had a nice time beforehand. And you can do that at Hooters. Everything's great there. Brady, please, for God's sakes, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world!
Hi!
Couple of Tuesday morning fun facts. Google decided to create Google Image Search in 2000 after J-Lo wore her famous green dress at the Grammys. The more searches for pictures of her There are more searches for pictures of her in that dress than anything before. Founders realized they needed to, there needs to be a way to search for pictures only.
Images.
Yep.
That's what I use mostly, unless I'm dying of something. I want to find out what cancer I've got now. WebMD and images, those are my two.
The gopher sound effects.
I remember the dress being that filthy.
Wait a minute. What is that one?
I remember that. That's not the same dress.
Yeah, that's different.
No, that's a photoshopped whore head on top of something else.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
No. That's the other one. This is the one that everybody lost their mind on.
Yeah, that's the one,
because I remember Trey Parker wore it the next year to the Emmys from South Park. I remember that slutty one Toledo clicked on first, but that's what makes image searching great. She looks great there. Hey, all right, then.
Wow.
The gopher sound effects in Caddyshack
are the
same as the dolphin sound effects from the TV show Flipper.
Oh.
Well, that's on InStyle magazine. That, see, now we're totally distracted.
Yeah, Brandon.
I didn't even know what you said.
You said something about the gopher being a dolphin. Actually, I didn't know that.
Nice, huh?
That's how that works in life, though. Like, later on, I'll pass that information. Eric and I'll be at Jason's Deli eating, and some guy will go, hey, what'd you guys learn? You know, did you know that the gopher in Caddyshack was actually a dolphin? Like, what? Yeah. Anyway, they always said gophers, but it turned out they had a dolphin. I'm going to watch it again.
I don't remember that.
That's a bad order of your stories.
Yeah, that really is. Here's a hot vagina, and here's an innocuous story about puppets. Which will you remember? Here's visually stunning ladies barely dressed, and a puppet that makes noises like a dolphin. Now, repeat back to me what you just heard.
I know what I'll remember.
Okay, I was looking at the hot girl, and then you said dolphins eat gophers.
It was all jumbled. Yeah,
the dolphin's favorite meal is gophers. Over at the Dolphinarium here, if you bring gophers, you get in free. I think that's what I heard. Now get back to that photo with J-Lo.
Disneyland in California has only closed 3 times in its history.
The
National Day of Mourning for JFK in 1963.
9/11.
9/11.
And Walt Disney's death.
The earthquake in Northridge.
That's what
California
I meant.
California in 1994.
Because that killed Disney. People forgot.
That fire was getting close.
That's what I meant. They extended hours on Disney's death.
The fire was close to
Anaheim? Fire wasn't close to
Anaheim. No, we were there one time. I think it was a different fire.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about Disneyland ever burning. They'll figure out how to keep
it. You could smell it.
Yeah, they can choke you out a little bit, but they're going to keep the rides moving. Yeah, it's a so they didn't even close when Walt died. You'd figure that would have been a day of mourning for them.
Celebration.
Like, ah. We already got a monument up for him.
He's all right. His name is all over the place.
He would have wanted it to be open.
No, he wouldn't have.
Sure he would have.
He would have been like, no way, you close this bitch down and you mourn me.
You think?
Absolutely.
No, he wants
a celebration. What? No, he wants to be like what Ralphie used to say.
I want you bitches crying for days.
Yeah.
You can't go into work. That's how people really...
You don't want everybody to just move on.
I don't
he's dead. Anyway, I'm going to have a party and never remember. No way. Disneyland.
What's for dinner?
Shut it down. Make it memorable.
We came to work the next day after Ralphie died.
Yeah, but I wasn't, happy, I guess. We didn't actually. We took the week off. Not because of that.
Oh,
we had
right.
the week
we
off.
Off.
He died on a Friday and we had the next week off.
That's how
good
we
timing.
Celebrated.
Yeah, so it was perfect. We closed it down for Ralphie.
That's what I mean, player. You got to shut it down for a week when a fat man goes. That's how you do it, Johnny.
The National Safety Council just released an updated list of the top causes of death. Here you go. Something to look forward to.
Wonderful.
All right, Brady.
Hey, this works perfectly. Piggybacking off the Ralphie story.
Yeah. Man, no kidding.
The top 10 ways you're going to die.
Number 10, motorcycle accident. 1 in 858.
Wow.
Opioids.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be top.
Hit by a car or other vehicle. 1 in 556. Getting shot. 1 in 285.
Whoa.
Falling. 1 in 114.
Holy moly.
Car accident. 1 in 103.
Jeez.
Isn't that getting hit by a car in a car accident?
Yeah.
I guess.
Now, the falling thing, that's like the elderly are throwing that stat way out of whack, right?
Opioid overdose, 1 in 96.
Coming in at number 3, heroin.
Number 4, suicide, 1 in 88.
That's John.
Number 3,
eventually.
Lung disease, 1 in 27.
My mom.
And the number one way you're probably going to die. Oh, sorry.
Number two, cancer. 1 in 7.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, heart disease.
Brady!
The odds are 1 in 6.
All right.
Almost got that in this room.
Brady. Yeah.
That was thrilling, Brady.
I've had my mind
Welcome
on some
to 2019.
Pretty dark stuff.
Jeez. Now, because of that list, I'm not mourning you when you die.
Yeah, no kidding. You knew. You're kind of like the lady
you
at
told
the.
Us.
You're kind of like the lady at the casino. Heart disease number one killer, and you still signed off on it. Yeah, that's America, though.
Yeah.
Heart disease has been killing everybody, and everybody's like, we got to cure this, this, and this, while they're piling burgers and junk into their bellies. And they're like, that kills you faster than all the other stuff you're worried about.
God, those
Probably the
are...
most preventable, other than
it
opioids,
is.
It, right?
It
you
is.
You just don't take opioids.
That number is the most preventable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to eat now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat lettuce.
Yeah. It's probably sprayed with something that's going to give you heart disease,
Damn
but still.
It. Damn it.
You know what I was reading earlier? I heard this earlier. Is it like gophers are pretty like nutritious. Something about them and then dolphins.
They
you
eat
can
dolphins.
If you eat dolphin, that's it. If you eat a dolphin and hold a gopher, you can't get heart disease.
Wow.
Show me that picture of J-Lo again.
All right.
Got all my facts jumbled. Heart disease is the most preventable thing, and it kills more of us every year. It's just, we do it to ourselves. It's the one. It's crazy. If somebody said, hey, standing in the middle of the street seems to be killing us at an unusual level, would we still do it? No. We'd stop standing in the street, but for whatever reason, doctors are like, heart disease can be prevented. What are you guys going to do about it? Oh, nothing. Not a thing. It's killing more of you than anything else. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, what are you going to do?
And A-Rod is hitting that.
Hard.
It's ridiculous.
Roids. Man, that picture there. I don't like the dress that everybody goes nuts over. I like that other one where she's nude on InStyle. I like my J-Lo naked. Not a big fan of her, but that's a good photo.
Speaking of J-Lo, a new study found the average woman spends about $3 a day on her face.
A day?
A day.
Step it up, ladies.
More than $70,000 in their lifetime.
Step it up, you want more per day?
Yeah, that doesn't seem reasonable. $3 a day? Garbage.
This guy on Reddit just shared something he does when he gets into a new relationship. It's pretty good. He starts a new savings account and puts in $50 every month. That way, if the relationship goes really well, he'll have enough money saved towards a ring. But if the relationship crashes and burns,
trip to Vegas,
like all the most, but yeah, he used that money for a trip to
let it
get
ride.
Over it,
someplace fun.
That's a bit pessimistic,
or not
a
really.
Little bit,
sort of optimistic.
Kind of
as well.
Hedging your bets on both sides, though.
Yeah, but isn't that a relationship? Isn't that what a relationship is?
But betting kind of
like
on it,
we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're putting 50 away every month. Like, there's another month in the kitty. That's not bad. That's not terrible. I don't like that you've got a plan for the failure, but you're socking away for a rainy day either way. I say go to Vegas. Skip that ring.
There's a little fallout from the Eagles lost last weekend. Kristen Gaskins of Philadelphia was charged with simple assault, harassment, cruelty to animals.
Uh-oh.
And possession of drug paraphernalia. Hmm. She got into a fight with her girlfriend after the Eagles lost and then took her girlfriend's dog and put it in the microwave.
Oh, geez.
Did not turn the microwave on. The dog is okay, but she did attack her girlfriend, and that's what got her in trouble.
Jeez. I like this guy. So, John, I like what you're doing here. The Patriots, they're like having herpes. You can ignore it as long as you want. They're not going away. And sure, you can get them for a little while, but they come back. They'll be back again. They're going to win it all. It's true. You've got herpes. There's a Patriots outbreak is what I'm thinking. And sure,
no,
it'll clear up.
I like rooting against them too much. I hope they lose and Tom Brady falls on his face.
The cure is them going away on their own.
They've lost plenty.
Yep.
Keep letting them lose.
That's great.
Brian Edward Johnson was caught on courthouse surveillance cameras. He walked into the courthouse in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wearing only a blue T-shirt, black shoes, and a black leather harness without any pants or underwear. They immediately arrested him because he was going to go in to see federal judge Daniel Boudreau, but they arrested him because he was naked.
Sure.
And the reason why he did it, his buddy dared him to do it.
That guy's going
so
place.
He was released after posting a $2,000 bond.
He's a smart one.
Due back in court on
that's
this
smart.
Week.
Or how big was the bet?
Good the, point.
No info on it.
Yeah. I bet it wasn't much. I don't think they had
a could have just a been a dare.
Chick-fil-A combo meal.
Oh, lunch for a week if you do this.
Lunch? I get
done.
To pick the place.
Done.
I've got some smuggler's news.
All right. Let's have at it.
Hello, my friends. These are stories about people hiding stuff and getting busted. We call it the smuggler's news.
Well done.
We got an inmate at a prison in Nashville named Kenneth Johnson. He was being strip searched this month after guards accused him of hiding contraband. He kept telling them that he wasn't hiding anything. And he stuck to his story, even though after they saw a plastic bag dangling from his backside. The weird part is apparently he tried to fight off the guards, and they had to pepper spray him. And according to the report, they sprayed him in the face area, in the buttocks area, and were able to remove the substance.
They had to spray his butt?
Yeah.
What?
Wait a minute.
Turned
Hold
out,
on a second.
Yeah.
That, he was that, wrestling with him, and they hosed his butt?
They sprayed him
in
the face and butt. It turned out he was hiding two baggies of tobacco and a bag of fentanyl up there.
Oh. The fentanyl is what they're worried about, right? Yeah. The tobacco you could have eliminated. He had fentanyl in his butthole?
Sure did.
Oh, that is
danger.
Risky.
Danger.
You're not supposed to touch that with your fingertips. Man, that is crazy.
Yikes.
That bag gets a tiny little hole in it, and the next thing you know.
Delageria Brookins swiped 5 watches. 4 of them she put in her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
She met a guy.
One she put on her wrist.
The other one went in the Purple Crown Royal bag.
Oh, yeah, or that.
That was the $22,000 Hublot.
I don't know.
That was in the Crown Royal bag. The other 4 Rolexes were in the cooch.
I always call it Hublot. I think it sounds too hillbilly to be a $25,000 watch that's Hublot. Hublot. I like your better. That's Hublot.
Who'd you blow
for this watch?
There's a mugshot of her.
This is after they've retrieved the watches, I assume.
Yeah.
She's not bad. How do you 4 watches in there?
Yeah, one was a Rolex Daytona. They gave the brands out.
Do you thread like if you're going to do that, do you thread a wire between all the watches? Or do you just let them all
so
go?
You don't lose one?
Yeah, and then you just do a string pull all the way out. You'd have to, right? You'd have to. It's almost like fishing.
I would tie them together.
Yeah, stringer. You want a stringer of those Hublots. If you're going to go in there.
Bang your boyfriend 4 days straight, and then you do that.
Ugh.
Ugh. All right.
And that's your smuggler's news.
You're the worst gynecologist I've ever met. Ugh.
You know, Sandra, there's a way you can hide these watches.
I've got 5 contraband Hublots. Your opening is big enough for 4.
30-year-old.
What are we going to do? Like, she was stuffing that. You know that 5th one started to go, and she's like, I can't. It's absolutely packed full. We're never going to get the lid on.
Call DeAndre back in here.
We got to get black.com in this room immediately and open this up. I got room for 4 Hublots, and I've got a 5th. All right, let me get to work on that then. I'll come in from the side.
Nope, still just 4.
He's got one of those penises that's like all
just
curved.
Curved out. Like we just break out the side here and do it's like the Property Brothers. See, busting this wall out and making this big open space. It'd be like a open concept. Put an island here, 4 Hublots there.
How do you get that curve? That big curve?
I don't have to worry about it.
Maybe he helps her out and says, want to buy a watch?
The big curve.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about
you,
that.
You got him on. You described how in your sentence. Or...
Nobody ever says the word veer when they look at my erection. It's veering. No, it's just a thing. It's just.
I would like to know why that occurs, though.
I'm with you. I personally will never know.
Yeah, I don't.
Mine's so straight and useless it should have like one of those jokes printed on it like a popsicle stick. There's no turning. It's not so big it's starting to go another direction, like towards the sun or something. It's not a sunflower.
Like a plant.
Yeah,
that's what they look like. They're looking for something.
Yeah, mine, or it's so heavy it's just the front end is pointing down.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
That's just absurd. But that's the guy you want to get with if you're trying to bring in some high dollar watches.
Yeah, if you're making a living, yeah. Putting things in your body cavity. Yep.
Look, she had $108,000 worth of watches, and she got all but $22,000 in there, and that's just because she wasn't trying with the bigger guy. You got to go get Julian Gomez. Ooh, the forearm.
I like how you pull out the real names.
I would just call him up and go, I got a plan, and I need my opening to be the size of a two-car garage.
Brian Stewart's from Milton, Florida. He's 30 years old. He got into a serious fight with his neighbor last week, but he says, you know what? I'm going to kill you with kindness. That's when another neighbor intervened, and Brian stabbed him with a knife. And on the handle of the knife, it said, kindness.
Oh, it was a machete, actually. I saw the story. Yeah. It was a machete. There's a lot of machete attacks in the news of late, and that's why the tactical black guys are, I really appreciate them. We've practiced machete attacks a lot. Pretty fun.
What's your rate? How you doing on the...
Machete attacks are easier than a knife. Knife's the most dangerous thing. I don't like the knife attacks. You get stuck.
What?
No, you're just going to get hit with a knife. It's too part of the hand. You're in a fight with a knife. Machete, dude's got to make a couple of moves for sure to even get that thing going. And almost every time there's a way around that. Block that out of the way.
Some guy put a website together called payitfurlough.com.
Oh.
And you can go on that website, and with the government shutdown, you can buy a beer for one of the government employees that are.
No, that's nice.
It's not getting paid.
Sure. Getting TSA agent a couple of beers.
You can have one beer. Yeah.
You're allowed a beer.
And that's his point. He says, you know what? It still brings a smile to you. A beer means something.
Sure. Get him a shot. Let's get him cooking. Buy him a beer online. That's not a bad idea.
According to a new survey, 1 out of 4 people under 25 say they'd love for their ashes to get pressed into a vinyl record when they die. Business opportunity out there.
Half
would also would like to be made into a diamond.
Oh, because they're so special.
What B-side would you like to be, Brady?
Yeah, what Devo record are you? If you could be an album with your dead bones.
Stars on 45, the medley.
Remember that?
Yes.
Of course you do.
I'd go with Sugarloaf. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Is that really true?
Is that the B-side to Green Eyed Lady? True.
Yeah.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yep.
I don't know that song, do I?
Probably not.
Is that Sugarloaf?
Sugarloaf has one song.
Yeah.
Green Eyed Lady, Blue Eyed Lady. I don't know any of the words. I do eye colors the whole song.
I remember.
Brown Eyed Lady with the greenish hazel eyes. Blue Eyed Lady, Green Gray Lady. This is the one you choose?
Yeah.
Never get played, Brady.
Yeah, you will sit on a shelf. You will sit on a shelf.
I'd like to visit you in the record store. There's Brady.
You would be a Tool record, I'm assuming.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Opiate.
Yeah, I'm not.
What?
I'm not sure what record
I'm.
You already said.
Well, the Alzheimer's is really bad today.
I'm not sure.
You've already had your choice.
I was going, okay. I'll go.
Your turn's over. This isn't Jeopardy. You can't buzz in twice. This is what you
I
are.
I had it on a 45, so I'd make it on a 45.
This is dead vinyl you. Sorry. Well, that's a vinyl. This counts.
You stamped it.
Wow.
It would be the worst beat.
Dang it! That was a dumb
one. Wait a minute.
I changed my mind.
His short-term memory loss has started.
I also want to be... I wonder what I would choose.
We're playing it.
I would be Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford.
Like Spiders.
Because I want to be the only one worse than Brady.
Never heard of it.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
By the way, Eric, to jump back, apparently the curvature that you don't want is called Peyronie's
disease. I've had that.
You've had it?
When you
it's
have
a
your,
disease.
Your, oh, no, not the disease, but I've had it broken once where it was pointing the wrong way for 3 weeks. Had somebody get a little overzealous and snapped it sideways.
You don't want it bending up?
It is
not
something
like
you can develop.
That's more of an elbow.
The Peyronie's disease is a little pocket there that you can develop.
Yeah, I got
you
snap it. I got snapped sideways once. Thanks, Heidi. And, busted it pretty good. It was about 2 weeks later. It was better. It did exactly that.
Oh, my God.
I'll take no needle there, please.
No, no, no. I didn't go to the doctor for it, which somebody said I should have, but I didn't.
And
it was fine. Yeah, there's an IV in that one.
Yikes.
Reading it back.
Turn it off. Go back to J-Lo.
Oh, man. That's J-Lo in the background.
No,
that's half a wiener. That was a chopped up wiener.
Go to J-Lo, you son of a bitch.
Don't call me. I call you. Green-eyed lady, blue-eyed lady, hazel lady, one-eyed lady.
No.
Are there any other words to that song?
I don't think
Emerald lady.
Emerald lady. Blind lady. I just thought it was like a Lens Crafters ad. There it is. I don't know any of the words after green.
I listen to this song over and over.
I just hear the long instrumental. I don't even know when the lyrics kick in.
Great tune.
It's a great bass line. Like, the bass line's incredible. But I don't know the words because I get so silly once I hear green-eyed lady. And I just rattle off I.
She's a lovely lady.
Issues. Ooh. Pink-eyed lady. Stay away from that lady. She's got the pink eye. Conjunctivitis, man.
What are you saying?
Green-eyed lady. Blue-eyed lady.
Lovely lady.
She's got two eyes. I can sing any different song I want. It's all about eyeballs.
God,
far-sighted lady, near-sighted lady. She needs LASIK or the near-far surgery, which the name I forgot. It's the silliest thing in the world, but that song, since I was a little kid, has always been, once it's green-eyed lady, I'm singing about eyeballs.
You could join a Sugarloaf parody band.
And sing. Yes. It would last 8 minutes a night. Yeah. People would be like, that was great.
Thank you for coming.
No, Brady. One song.
Two songs, John.
No, Brady. The song you chose is an unknown. You know what would be if I did? All right, we're going to open up with one that's not real familiar. Don't call us. We'll call the green-eyed lady, blue-eyed lady. Just roll right in there.
Hey, did you hear it?
Oh, you made a terrible choice for your forever
for my final. For my final.
He realized it, tried to change it.
Why was
that was
your
reflexive,
first shot?
Too.
Yeah, that was like, boom.
Because I chuckled. That was the first one that came to my mind because when I heard that song.
I think if you asked the members
grade.
Of Sugarloaf, what one of your songs would you want to... Oh, Green Eyed Lady.
They wrote me a letter.
Did
said,
they?
Cool,
please
hey,
leave
thanks.
Us alone. Stop writing us.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos.
Glass-eyed lady, Sandy Duncan lady.
They're going to get that check for like 30
is that
cents.
True? Is that a true story?
She's got one eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she?
I thought that was an urban legend.
Hair lip lady, wood eye lady.
Sandy Duncan does not have a hair lip.
Anyway.
Is she alive?
Now
she's
that's
dead.
Stuck in my damn head. Thanks a lot, Brady, for
you
the
got it.
Sugarloaf reference.
Well, maybe this will
they're going to be so excited
it.
With their residual check.
Damn it.
Oh,
yeah, they
man.
Get their 18 cents today.
Off the a first, song that's not yeah. Green-Eyed
hey,
Lady.
Hey, somebody played,
don't call
what's
us.
The one we had, I don't know, the Don't Call, I don't know. We get 20 cents each.
Yeah, there's a classic rock station in Phoenix. No, it wasn't
no,
that
it's
one.
A rock station. One of the dudes on the show wants to be pressed into an album.
How did this happen?
Hey, we'll do it.
Yeah, all the rest of them did a reasonable choice, but what's yours, Richard?
Oh, I don't know, Smooth Up In Ya?
All right.
What?
Yes.
Ball. Memorable.
What?
What in the world wrong with you? I guess it's post 50 that starts happening.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Smooth Up In You is the first thing. Like under duress, your brain said, just say something bullet. Just Smooth Up In You.
Smooth Up In You.
Was that a favorite of Young Toledo?
It was, actually.
Enough to be the album for?
No, not enough.
Right now.
Yeah. The Toledo's fine.
Blah, blah, green-eyed lady.
Didn't you open up for them?
No.
Oh.
Yngwie Malmsteen once. And he wasn't nice.
The first radio video, this guy posted of a dance crew tearing it up on the New York City subway.
No wonder you chose
this. This is awesome. These guys get after it.
This is what I want in my life. Dancing.
Limber, he's limber.
What the? Is that dancing though?
That just looks like that's his legs hurt. Good lord.
Oh, they get after it more. The slow motion thing's kind of cool.
That is the cleanest subway train I've ever seen.
Is this a set? I didn't know there were this many black gay guys in New York. All right, I can't watch any more of this. I would get off that so fast.
Well, that's entertaining, man.
Wait, they entertain you, then they rob you? I don't understand. It's the subway. What?
Watch the guy with the shoe is amazing, too.
With the shoe? They all have shoes.
Yeah, no, but he'll take his shoe off. It's coming up.
Worst description ever.
Watch the dude with the shoe now.
All right. This is just...
Coming up?
It's so popular, everyone juggle. Left the... All right. That's enough. Neat. Brady is into this.
Here's the shoe, man.
All right. I kicked his shoe off and he caught it with his own foot and his hand. Look at that.
Spins it.
That's great. I'd rather listen to Sugarloaf.
Brady's mesmerized
in on this.
Wish I was in that fraternity.
Yeah. Yep. Man. I'm practicing.
Guys, I've got
to get on the rail here, the light rail here in Phoenix and work.
Look how entertained New York is. They've abandoned the entire car.
Which never happened.
No one wants this around them. Oh, great.
The next radio video is of a UCLA gymnast. She nails a perfect 10 on her floor routine.
Mm.
Caitlin Ohashi is her name.
Okay. I like college gymnasts because they haven't been...
4 foot nine.
Yeah. But they develop a little bit.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't great. We're watching a gymnast.
Why are we watching this, Brady?
She's just really good.
She nailed it.
This
she got
is
a
it?
10. She That's... got a 10.
Nailed it? That's good enough?
No, she's... Yeah, she...
Okay.
And it's a predominantly male crowd watching.
What?
Just kidding.
Hmm. The radio videos have changed.
Wait, every time a 10 is done, and
successful gymnastics
you get a 10,
routine is now.
You're
got a
on
good
radio
chance
videos.
Of making it.
Is Kirby doing gymnastics?
Is this because of the girl's
no.
butt? Because she's got a thick ass.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy.
No,
that.
I do enjoy that. Just show me any gymnastics. I don't care about her actual score.
Yeah, well, that's why I wouldn't know how to score this anyway. Yeah,
this girl could fall down 10 times. I'm still going to masturbate to this.
Yeah. Might as well make it a 10.
Well, you picked some long ones today.
Yeah, you did. What are you thinking about joining a dance troupe or getting into gymnastics?
Yes.
What's
this is
on?
Weird. What are you looking at in the daytime?
Look at the two videos I found for tomorrow. That's a keeper.
10-minute long videos of dancing.
Remember when it used to be rats eating pizza?
I can go back to that dance in the subway. Watch that a few more times.
Are you having one of those moments that old people have when they're like, I should have gotten into that. Now you're watching all these
I
old
missed
dance
out on that
videos,
dance
and,
troupe.
Know, it's never too late, you know.
And she got like the best score ever for that?
Yeah.
Great. Right. I hope UCLA goes far. How are they doing?
They did well on that tournament.
Did they win it?
That's another girl got a 10 on the uneven bars.
You're turning into Torp.
Yep,
this is happening.
Hey, baby.
Oh, it is. See how the UCLA girls did?
I'll tell you what, though. The college gym teams are the girls who can't make the Olympics.
That's who shared the video with me first.
Yeah, Torp.
Yeah.
His cheeks are a little thicker.
He's regretting the 20 years of not having sex. Now.
So I was over at the college gymnastics championships, Brady, and trying to get my dick hard again. It failed. Anyway, so this girl did a fairly
good routine.
Really pleasurable routine, so I filmed it. Nothing creepy about it at all because I'm flaccid.
You know what? I'm going to start going to that.
The torch has been passed.
Wins ASU's next tournament.
It's official. You have gleaned it off your dad. Girls college sports under the guise
I'm not going to fight it anymore.
Yeah, under the guise of being interested in the competition.
Ronnie, I'm going over to ASU. The girls gymnast team is working on a Stanford thing. Gonna go check that out. Go Devils, as they say.
And then I'm gonna go play some bridge.
Some canasta.
Yeah. Me and that preacher with the elephantitis of the legs had a horrible time.
It's happening.
It's happening. Were you when he was out last time, did he touch you on the shoulder and he goes, I'm dog tired, Brady.
Yeah, what did he pass
and
into
bug
you?
Shot out of his mouth and then you started to feel everything he felt?
He did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
The lights exploded and...
Man, I want to watch girls golf. Something's different.
What do you want to do today, Dad?
Yeah, there's got to be a video of a dog barfing up a woodland creature or something on the internet. This is the two best videos in the internet in the last 24 hours.
The whole internet.
The whole interwebs.
The talented African-American subway dance troupe and some gymnast.
Well, some people don't watch the internet, John.
All right. Adam Gase is the one, and he's catching heat for it. And you know what you make me want to do? Not watch the internet anymore.
Look at the things you can find. A gymnast. And some troubled
some
urban
awesome
youth.
Awesome floor routine.
Do you kind of talk Caitlin's to yourself while you're watching it?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Doing
right.
Hey, yeah.
Look at that. That's
yeah.
A, ooh.
I better close the door. This one.
That was a good herky.
Look at her. She did a big tumble. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Welcome aboard, boy.
The somewhat excited, not excited ooze.
But you put on a B-side of an album no one wants to hear anymore.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Speaking of John, I would press myself into 10 copies of Yoko Ono's Warzone and give them to my friends.
That's a great idea. That's a good one.
And yeah, multiple.
Ask him to listen on your birthday every year.
Every year, remember me. Warzone! That is a great idea. I like that one a lot. I think we can, we can do that. Where is that? There she is. Brian wants us to listen to this. It's his birthday.
Really? It's his birthday, dude. So what do you would have wanted?
I want you guys to watch that Mitch Gaylord, Janet Jones movie, American.
What is that one?
Gymnast. They filmed it here at ASU.
It's a gymnastics movie.
Oh, I remember it. I remember Janet Jones.
Janet Jones looked amazing. Brady saw it. He was an extra in it.
That was a perfect 10.
Anyway, good luck with your future. TikTok, TikTok. Yeah, somebody send me a video that the internet's really good about. Like, I want to watch a baby puke up a spider or something. I want to see something internet worthy, not this successful gymnast routine.
You got one this morning.
What?
That hand. With
I get those every day. That's Instagram. That's not a surprising. Yeah, Winston, give me one of them World Star hip hop videos where everybody's weaves end up in the road.
Disappointed in Brady.
I'm totally disappointed.
This is a 10. Look, here we go. Hot diggity. That's what the internet's for. To show our successes as humans.
These kids are working hard, John.
Yep. That's why Tosh.0 can't succeed. He should show more successful videos.
Nobody wants to watch that. People failing. That's what makes good TV.
Well, here's the World Star Instagram page. I don't see any videos. Oh, there's one. That's a concert video.
Anyway, you don't see that gymnast up there. And we'll find something, I'm sure of it. Anyway, Brady, draw your story for the day. It's 7:55. There you go. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. You can watch the Patriots win it all every single weekend at the Hooters. They play even when the season's not going on. In fact, the Patriots are going to win that new AIA league that they got going on where the Hotshots are playing. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are going to play in that as well. So that's theirs, too. Patriots over the Chiefs this weekend. You can see it live at Hooters. Thank you, Hooters. There's your Brady Report.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
Cruising right through another glorious day, even though it's kind of nasty outside. Still better than what's going on everywhere else, which is just nightmarish. Arctic chill. We don't get that, so luckily. But you can go up north. Snow is everywhere up there. I'm going to put it up there. Ben the Cop has a thing he does where he waxes snowboards, and he said he'd do a KUPD thing for us. So I'll put it up on our Facebook page. It's a
KUPD snowboard?
No, he's like, he'll do KUPD people that want to go snowboarding and stuff. He'll do the wax and stuff for you. It gets expensive if we start doing that, and he's got a good deal. So I'll pop it up there. Everybody's talking about going skiing, and I know Larry's going to try to get his ditch day
right
back.
Now in Flagstaff.
Yeah, Flag's getting killed, and that's great. Sholo, my dad was up in Sholo over the weekend, just got hammered, sent me pictures. He's like, this is crazy.
Oh, he's back from Mumbai or wherever the hell he was?
Wherever he is. He's never. I know where he's not. Work. I know the guy doesn't work anymore. He's always somewhere else, but he could be at work today. It's a weekday, but he's planning something. Either way, I want to thank everybody for sending me what could have been Brady-O videos today, but instead I had to watch a gymnast succeed. This is not why I have the internet. This is not why I want faster download times. For porn and for people doing just awful things. And the dog fart cat puke thing, I appreciate. I've gotten that several
times.
It's
a feel-good story, John. She got a perfect 10.
Does that happen a lot in college gymnastics?
She's the Rocky of gymnastics.
Rare. Is it rare? I wouldn't know because I don't care unless they fail. I want a zero. Show me a zero. Show me a girl out there who misses every one of them. Like she falls down every time. That's what I want to watch.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
That would be much better than watching a girl who's moderately attractive do it really well. That's why I watch the Olympics. I've seen good. Where's the worst? I want to see somebody's first day in gymnastics, and they're like, do a whole floor routine. But you haven't trained me. Just do it. Try a couple flips. Land them.
I watched this poor girl because Kaylin was doing gymnastics for a while. This girl tried to get this flip. She fell on her butt every time, started crying.
Yep.
She's like 10 or something. It was sad.
And hilarious.
But it hilarious.
Yeah, also hilarious. People falling down slopes. I was
did it like 15 times.
Over at the it was a Total Wine. There's a bank and I go, and then Total Wine and 16th and Camelback, and a guy's just walking through the parking lot, and I'm driving out and trying to get it, so I had to wait for him to cross. As he's crossing, he gives me the wave, like, thanks for not running over me, and an ankle buckled. And down he goes, and he pops right back up, and he just, the last thing, because he didn't look at me other than to see, like, that I wasn't going to run him over on the ground, and he just saw a guy in the car just like, like in hysterics. And then I drove off my normal day, and that guy had to live with himself for the next few minutes. But his ankle just gave out. It was hilarious. People falling is funny all the time. Rarely is it not funny.
All people.
All people.
Pretty much.
All people. Tall, short, fat, skinny, doesn't matter. You fall down, that's comedy every single time. Especially when you're not supposed to fall. When you fall down on purpose, it's not.
It's always slapstick. It's usually like a fat, disheveled guy or some.
Better.
You know, I want to see like
heels,
Brad Pitt's
a lot falling. Of heels.
Yeah. See a really handsome devil just like, how you doing? Man, that guy's dashing. Oh, down he goes. Didn't expect that. But the problem with that is handsome people fall and people get out of their cars and help them. Fat, you know, slovenly types are like, hey, thanks for not hitting me with your car. Oh, look at that loser. Fat pig can't even stay upright for 5 minutes. But if it's a good-looking guy, people will stop everything. He's down.
It's horrible.
Help him.
Cliff Kingsbury has fallen.
Honey, I'm going to help him.
Says the guy, he'll get up. He's all right. We need to make sure.
You didn't hit your face, did you?
Are you all right? How's the precious commodity?
It's okay. The face survived.
That's all we need, Cliff.
Steve Keim right behind him falls down. Look at that guy. That's kind of like a beaver. Look at him struggling to get up. That's basically what would happen.
Is he drunk?
Yeah, he's drunk. Well, Steve Keim's drunk. People are used to watching him fall down.
Hey, Cliff. I fell again.
Big surprise, Stephen.
So, yeah, it's the sad truth of society. A big woman falls down, not really a lot of folks helping, but a beautiful model falls down, and a lot of people are going to run over and see if she's okay. It's just what we are. It's what we are. We're a society of hashtag Me Too, and the number one show on ABC is 27 women fighting for one dick. I don't understand society at all anymore. I just don't get it. But I like to sit back and observe it. That's for darn sure. 27 women, one dick. ABC's most successful show in 20 years. Treat women with respect by all means. We put you in bikinis and you're going to run with eggs on spoons for the affection of one man. Oh, yeah, that's okay. I see what's going on. And then they cry.
Colton didn't pay any attention to me because Kirsten came over and immediately started getting it. I just don't know what to do. I'm in love.
It's been a week.
It's real life, John.
It's been a week.
Is he rich all the time?
They usually are not rich, but self-sufficient, I guess, would be the best way. They're going to be okay. Like somebody that they can use.
You've got a good job. We want you to leave it for 6 weeks to film
well,
this.
Basically, they know what's going to happen is if it's successful enough, he'll be back, you know, as a representative. I mean, they pay him pretty well.
With all those chicks, aren't some of them not into the dude?
Not once. That's my one argument in The Bachelor.
Doesn't
like,
make any sense.
Every time he's like, I just don't know if it's working. None of the girls ever come up and go, you know what? You're not my type. Like all 30 chicks are like, nope, he's the one.
Their competitive juices flowing.
Yeah, they want to get picked.
They want to be
stars. A, they want to be on TV for a long time, and B, yeah, they fall for it. This is the best thing in the world to them. I don't understand it. But it's the hashtag Me Too world where women are to be treated with. Last night, they dressed them up in terry cloth shorts and half shirts and made them do tug of war. And I'm like, this is great. And I don't know that we're allowed to say so. But this is awesome. Like, they're falling in mud. Colton, look at me. I'm covered in mud. Water. I'm barely wearing anything. And then the women's march goes on Saturday. Like, it just says a strong, powerful businesswoman. Like, stop it. Stop it immediately. You were laying in mud a second ago.
It's a great formula.
It's a great show. I can't get enough of it because I like watching chicks who may or may not even like the guy compete with each other. That's all the show's about. Am I better than her? Who cares about the guy? They could plug in any dude. All he has to do is work the outfit and look good. That's it. Put him in a suit. Make sure his arms and legs can work. He can string a sentence or two together. And chicks will fight for him.
And cry in the last two episodes.
Cry like crazy. They cry now.
No, I'm for the guy.
Oh, the dude starts crying. Well, evidently, Colton leaves this year. We'll find out. I can't get enough of The Bachelor. I think it's hilarious. I don't like The Bachelorette as much because it's just a bar. 20 dudes trying to bone one chick. That's every Friday. It's different when it's a guy and 27 girls are trying to get hold of the D. That's so rare. It's ridiculous. That doesn't happen. I mean, for all of us, that's never happened. Not one of us has ever walked in and go, oh, a room of gorgeous ladies. Oh, every one of them is attracted to me? They'll compete for me? Oh,
they don't even know me.
It doesn't occur. But The Bachelor's like, wait, 27 guys are going to try to bang the hot chick because there's no other girls around? Yeah, that's Friday. That makes tons of sense. That's easy. Women, you don't
realize
that.
Different episode every week.
Yeah. The Bachelor is different.
I just need his D. No, I need his D.
Doesn't know how until these ladies are fighting with my single penis. That's normal. That's why it's such a great show. That's why I don't care about women's rights while I'm watching it, because they don't. It's 8:18. We got tickets to go get you to the wrestling, I think, right? Is that
Royal Rumble? Yeah, we have Jeff Ross tickets, Monster Jam.
Jeff Ross, Monster Jam, and wrestling. We're going to tell you how you can win them next. It's 98.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.